community center rules and regulations. And following a thorough review of the documents, the attorney prepared a draft addendum to the lease, and that's what's in your packet, attachment H. But this draft reflects only part of the broader review process, which also included the above referenced additional documents. I think we need to evaluate and possibly revise them. I asked the council's review of the draft addendum today to the lease agreement. Picky has not had the opportunity of reviewing it other than what has been placed in this packet. And again, I note one change. I have it as a nonprofit, but it may need to say not-for-profit. Anyway, we need to look at that. And then for a future agenda, I think we do need to clarify our oversight role of the community center, evaluate the balance between revenue generation and community benefit, and assess both off-site and on-site impacts. And if we're going to evaluate anything relating to revenue generation, I just want to make sure that we have the proper documents in order to do that. So I'd like to just start with the lease, and that's attachment H. What I want to point out to everyone are the whereas clauses, please. Look at the whereas clauses, okay? Now, the whereas clauses, that sets forth what we are doing now and our intent in doing so, okay? So first, we incorporate the relevant prior documents from the 1980s, so all of this is in context, and you will see that lease in the 1980s, it expires March 5th, 1935, okay? So what we're trying to do here is do an addendum to that lease. The whereas clauses explains that both sides have had a discussion of current responsibilities for the maintenance and care of the center and our future plans for the design and construction of a new fire station may impact Picky, and we need to address that along with other terms. The other terms I want to point out is that the town has always had the ability to terminate this lease with or without cause for any reasonable written notification. So that is not new. But we wanted to spell out that the fire station could be a reason, and of course that would have an impact on Picky's other leases. You know, they rent for weddings, and that could be a year out. So we all have to be aware of this. The other thing is, second point is the use of the premises. This paragraph contains new provisions. Should Picky desire to use the center for any purpose that will increase the burden on the center or expand Picky's operation in a manner in which such burden or expansion exceeds the character and intensity of the use of the center, Picky shall obtain approval from the town council for the town. Now, that's something for us to consider. That's something that, again, we may hear from the board on that. Also, the parties' responsibilities are set forth with our respective repairs, maintenance, and payment of certain bills. This should now align with what we're doing. Again, the board has not reviewed this. Before it goes to them, we need to decide whether this document reflects what the town wishes, and for now, it does reference our oversight role, which includes future review of the community benefits. So, let's start. Are there questions of the council in general on the terms of the lease, what we're trying to do? Do you feel we're overreaching? Do you think it's not enough? You let me know your thoughts on this. It's a starting point. Yeah. Yes, Skip.
Go first. Again, Mayor, great job on this. When I'm being very sincere with that. When I first got this and started reading through it, the first thing I noticed from the old lease was that the center was responsible for all maintenance. And so I asked Michael, when did that change? And there's no amendment to it. They've never been able to afford to do that. So that really hit me, and I started going through the utility bills, another change. There was amendment for that, which again allowed the town to use Picky, but then by doing so, our fee basically was paying for utilities. The only reason I bring those two things up is reading through this, I think you did a phenomenal job. And I do not think it's overreach. And Picky might feel a little bit differently. But I think if there's events that come in, like the church, and I do support the church. I'll tell you, I do. I was amazed at the number of Ponce Inlet residents that are attending that church, and that does make me feel good. I'm not saying do away with the church or do away with, you know, Bill, we're talking about, you know, the farmer's market. But I think we have to find a balance there. So all that being said, I think if a major event like that would come before council, we could talk through it and make an educated decision before we got to the point of snarled in traffic. So my only comment is, great job. Thank you. I'll support it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Skip. Bill?
Same thing. I can support. I went back and read the 1985, and you just sit there and read that. You can't compliment the volunteers of the Picky Center enough. And, I mean, time after time after time after time, they've tried to do things to get more people involved with the center. So anything that we do here today, I want them to have complete involvement before this becomes final, is my whole thing. Because as you read the 85, and then you read the correction, and then you read the changes, and you put it all in here, but I don't think we can comfortably vote on this as a yes or no, but a maybe, and then bring it back in a month after they've had a chance to look at it and sit with Mike, and et cetera. Am I incorrect?
Yes, so you're absolutely correct, because you see what flows from this as well is they needed modifications of their other event contracts because of the same issues. Is we're not, I don't think I'm Picky's attorney, but the thing is that Mark doesn't want to be in a position. I don't think that he's obligated the community center to something, and then for some reason he can't fulfill the obligation. So there's other documents.
Right. You don't want to hurt anybody in any way.
Nope.
And that's why, look at it, say, okay, well, let's have a meeting and a consensus of let's let everybody get together, sit down and do it, and then bring it back to the next meeting.
That's a great idea, Bill. I'm fine with that, and also because I am looking to bring back for us to have a further discussion when we're ready, and we're not ready now, but we do need to make sure that we are in agreement of what our oversight role is for the community center. We have an obligation to all residents, and we need to just work through this a little bit more. I think it's time. Joe, do you have anything you want to add at the moment?
Yeah, my feeling. Great job with the information that we have before us. But I looked at this strictly as a business thing. It's not overreach. It's a 40-plus-year-old contract. There are terms and conditions in it that over time just become a little muddy when we go to interpret it for situations like we're dealing with. So I think it's time for us to look at the details of it and see where the holes may or may not be, and just, you know, fill in the holes.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, this to me has been, I tend to agree with Bill on we need some more time, but it started out as a lease for this dollar a year stuff, but it's operated more like the lighthouse, and it's more like an agreement to maintain and use our facility just like the lighthouse. And so it's strange to be calling it a lease, but there must have been a purpose that I don't understand to have a $1 a year to make it a lease. But then we got all kinds of, you can do this, but you can't do that. And if we want to do this, we can do this. It's more like an agreement to do something. So I'm still confused.
You're confused
as to why it's set up as a lease with all of these conditions. It ought to be more a operational thing on our piece of property. And here's how you operate it, and here's the rules.
An operational agreement where there is essentially a corporation that is running things on our behalf?
Well, it's a group of citizens, just like the Lighthouse Board, but they may be different because they're incorporated. That's why I'm not sure I fully understand the legalities of why it was done this way and not for something very similar to the lighthouse.
I can't speak to why it was done the way that it was, but just from what I glean from the documents and what I hear, the relationship of the parties probably tends more towards a lease here because you have given them a certain level of independence. So with an operational agreement, what an operational agreement is establishing is you are our agent and you are operating that on our behalf. And from what I gather, both from the historical relationship and what I'm hearing today, there is a lot more independence there on the use of that property than I would typically consider an operational agreement.
Well,
because as an operational agreement, you are working for us if we have an operational agreement for you. And
okay.
They seem to be
operating with
a certain
level of independence. And that's what a lease means to me. I've paid you money. I lease it. It's now mine. And I can do with it what I choose. But we put all kinds of what you can and can't do in there. That's strange for a lease.
In a private corporate world, yes, I would agree with that statement. In governmental leases, it's not that uncommon to have that kind of pullback of you can use it for all of these things, especially with community center type buildings, but we're still going to use it for this.
Okay. Well, I'm learning things.
Okay. So what? Before I open it to the public again, Mark, what I think we want to do is give the opportunity with the board to talk about it. We'll bring it back, the lease, just leave it at that. But is there anyone in the public that has any comments or questions about the lease or what we're doing right now? Mr. DiCarlo. Can we bring you a mic?
I'm all right. No.
I think we should bring you a mic.
No, I'm fine.
I can't hear you.
You're fine, but we're not.
And please just place your name and address on the record. Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Joe DiCarlo, 32 Caribbean Way.
Is he using the mic?
Yeah.
Joe DiCarlo, 32 Caribbean Way. I don't have to tell you Poncelet, do I? I get that. I figure that out. A lot of you, when you're speaking into the mic, it gets like, I don't know if it was, the way the attorney and Gary, the way you three were conversing up there, to me, back here with bad hair, was perfect. There was no static, there was no nothing. So that was a perfect way. So maybe you stay away from the mic a little bit and don't try to talk into it.
Thank you.
Anything else? Was that it, Joe? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So I think for now what we could do is agree that the community center will review the copy that's part of the packet. I don't think we made any changes to it. And when that gets brought back, we can also put together just a little bit more of an agenda item that touches on a few of the other items that we talked about. Is everyone comfortable with that, just moving forward in that way?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Mike, do you need anything more from us right at this moment?
Not at this time.
Can I ask one question? Are the volunteers of the Pickett Center comfortable with that?
Do you think you could be ready by our February council meeting? Do you need more than 4 weeks?
Well, how much time do you need prior to the council meeting?
Oh, I would very much appreciate having it, a week and a half ahead?
Yeah, 2 weeks is preferable.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Can you do that? You're not sure.
Yeah, then bring it back in March.
If it needs to be brought back in March, it's not as if it's been 1986.
We're not in a rush.
Okay. Okay. Is that Mike has that? Okay. Okay. Our next item is 13B. That's my item as well. It's a proposed proclamation supporting the One Water approach to water management. This is not new to this council or to the town. What I'm seeking is continued support by the town for the state to develop comprehensive water policies and develop cohesive rules, regulations, and ordinances that emphasizes that all water, regardless of type, stormwater, drinking water, wastewater, groundwater, and reclaimed water are connected and they need to be viewed as such. Last year, the Senate adopted a resolution recognizing this One Water approach. And last year's policy in the committee that I currently chair, the Utilities, Natural Resources, and Public Works, we did, if you remember, we did identify this approach as a policy that was accepted by this county. And what we approved as a policy last year was to support the state legislature's endorsement of One Water policies. And in fact, two bills were filed showing support, one in the House and one in the Senate, but just the Senate resolution was approved. So now I'm just asking for consensus to memorialize our continued support through this proclamation. Does anyone?
Good.
All good?
Good.
It's just continued support. Does anyone have any questions on the approach or what it is we're doing with support on this? Okay, seeing none, then I have the consensus to sign the proclamation. So thank you. Thank you all. Okay, we are up to 13C, task assignment. Who is this, Mike or Dan?
He's
Dan.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, members of council. Dan Scales, Fire Chief, Public Safety Director. What you have before you this afternoon is the task assignment from Plus Architecture for the Building B, building design and site work. There's a total amount in here. What we're talking about this afternoon is just $108,000 for Building B and that piece there, not the other parking lot design or the retention pond. Plus Architecture is one of our four firms that submitted proposals. And this is basically where we are this evening after many years of discussing the Building B project. So here we are.
Thank you, Dan. Does anyone have any questions?
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
I do. You have a question.
Yes. And bear with me for a minute because this could take a little bit of time. Again, reading over this, and I'll make some points, Dan, and then we can talk about it. But reading over Mike's cover letter, it states again $108,000, and that this would be phased, and it would be a, in my opinion, here's the design, here's the building that we would really, really, really like to have. And then it could be phased in phase one, two, or three. And if you read what it says phase one to be accomplished in fiscal year 25-26, where we had set up back in 24-25, we had set up, approved by council, by you, it was brought to you, and this was with Fred. And we had set aside in the budget for $225,000 for the building, for the generator, and also for a locker room. And we started making progress. And based on your email that we received on March 13, 2024, it said, I'd like to process with a design proposal of a replacement structure in this fiscal year, which was 23-24, that would be in the design, and make the building replacement high priority during the building process for the next year, which is 24-25. We set up those funds, and if you look at what we have, if you look at what we have actually, we didn't complete it, we actually carried over $157,460. 50 of that was for design. Now we have 40 for design. So my first question is, where is the design of the $10,000 that we spent out of the design? What is that, and where is that? Was there a design ever done for $10,000?
No, I can answer that. No, that money was not spent. It was just not carried over into this fiscal year.
Okay, so where is those funds?
It goes into reserve. It's in land acquisition reserve if it's not carried over.
So if that was dedicated and budgeted for that, why would we not carry over the 50 and just carry over
40? Well, we had anticipated having an earlier start. When we prepared this budget, but you know, 6 months ago, I mean, that's where we thought we would be.
Okay.
You know, and so that was all set in motion.
I'm good with that. So, but if you look at it now, Dan, and what you're asking for is $108,000, and you want phase one to be built in this budget year, you only have $45,000 left out of that $275,000. Can you build a building for $45,000?
No, and I'll tell you, this is not my request. This was Mr. Wargo's project, and he took this project in a different direction. And I think the intent was to, as part of the design for the site, for the building, to put something in that area a little bit more permanent than just the steel building. And that's where that's what this proposal is for here.
The conversation Michael and I had on Wednesday, the concern I have, we had $275,000. That was going to put up a metal building, that was going to be the generator, move the generator, and it was also going to be put locker rooms in. I understand that's not ultimately what we want, but a metal building can be amended and adjusted any time that funds are available. So I guess my concern is we haven't even put a shovel on the ground and we're down to $157,000, and now we're wanting $109,000 for a phase-in building, drawings and design. I can't approve that. And, you know, I look at where we are as a town. We invested $1.4 million in a truck, fire truck. We have new fire equipment that went before the Central Services Board for next year, a new fire station. We have the $50,000. We're determining that. Building B, now we don't know what that number is. We purchased property for flooding. We have to build retention ponds for flooding. We have new vehicles that was presented to the Central Services Board. And most importantly, we have employee pay increases from the MGT study that we have to all think about. So I guess my whole concern is that's a lot of money and that's a lot of investment. What is our top priority? And I think as a council, we might need to take a look at that. What really is our priorities based on all of this? And especially with what's going on in Tallahassee right now, we don't know what we're going to have next year or in the year after. So I wish we would all take a deep breath and look and say, okay, Building B is very important. We need it. We determined that 2 years ago. We set aside $275,000, and we've moved it. We have a new generator. And guys, I'm not trying to be nitpicky here, but it's a major concern, and I get it. I'd love to have an 80-foot hatter, as I told Michael the other day, sitting down at Off the Hook. But Jane's not going to let me do that. It doesn't make financial sense. So I'd like to hear everybody else's comments, but I personally cannot vote yes for $108,000 for a building design.
Thank you, Skip. Joe?
We need Building B.
I'm sorry?
We need the building.
Mm-hmm. Bill?
Two things. I agree with Joe and Skip both. We definitely need the building. But my question goes back to on the last page of the recommendation. It says the 108,094, and then it says funding is available in the land acquisition, 153,360. Is that all we have left in the land acquisition fund?
No, that's just for this project.
That's for that project? Yes. Okay. That's the money we have left of the 275.
That's correct, Bill.
Okay. So, all right. I can support it because we should be able to put up a metal building for less than $150,000. Because my son put up a Butler building for his practice, and it cost him about $45,000.
If I could add a little bit to this conversation, in researching this item in the last couple of days, I went through some records that we had from last year, Mr. Wargo did get a quote from a steel building manufacturer for a 60 by 60 building. And I don't have all of the details, but based on that research at that time, not including the pad and other items for the site, the construction cost for that building was right around 150-ish in a year ago. So at that time, he did have that information. And what I would say to you, to your point, that is an option. That is a viable option.
And Mayor, I would love to see us circle back. And I understand the transition. I get that more than Michael and I can even talk about. I get it. I would like to see this brought back instead of spending $108,000. What is something that we can put the shovel in the ground today that we can add to later on when the funds are available, because we have all these other projects? But to me, since 2023-24, we've said this is a priority and we haven't gotten it done. And this needs to be a priority, in my opinion. But approving this and only having $45,000 left to build a building, that's all we have budgeted, it doesn't work. So I would lean, as these guys, let's get a number on what we can really, Dan, come back with a true number for us and say, this is what I can build a metal building for, and then we figure it out, is my opinion. Thank you.
Makes sense.
Gary?
No comment. They got good ideas.
Joe, how do you
support that?
Okay, Joe, what are your thoughts?
Mike, do we have the money in any reserve account?
Yeah. So yeah, let's be clear here what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Mr. White is correct. There was an original proposal on with Mr. Griffith is basically to create a metal shed for storage. Yeah, with Mr. Wargo, that evolved into a more complete building, and is discussing with this council as recently as last August. That would include all these things in it. This is a great point. What is the priority? If it's just storage, because that's what the previous building was used for, that can certainly be done at a lesser cost, with the idea of filling it in over time. I mean, because what we're talking about here with just a shed is literally just a shed. It's a giant shed. It's a giant metal shed. And if the council and public are willing to live with that, and at least at first to get that done, we can certainly do that. And that accomplishes that need, that takes care of that storage issue, with the understanding we would come back in later years and make it try to match the existing building, add in landscaping, all that stuff. So we can certainly do that. It's just a swing back and forth between two different proposals. So whichever one you prefer, we can certainly do. I can tell you that this current proposal is just for design only. I mean, it's complete design. It is full interior design, site design, landscaping, engineering, all of that. It is the full package for an end product that will be the ultimate build out. If you want to scale that back, we can certainly do that.
If I may, I want to do it once and I want to do it right. And if we're paying the money for design that's going to provide us with something that is really what the town needs, I think that that's what we should do. To quote Joe, we need the building. Mm-hmm. So I'm comfortable in moving forward on this item as presented.
And Mayor, can I ask a question then? So what is currently budgeted, and if you look again at Michael's statement, is that phase one will be completed in 2025-26. We have $45,000. I want someone to tell me where that additional money is going to come from that's going to build this building. I agree with you. If we had the funds.
I know you do. Yeah.
If we had the funds, I'd be all over it.
Yep.
We don't have the funds right now. We've depleted the land acquisition fund by buying properties. I'm all for that. We bought the properties for the right price at the right time, and we had to do it. But my fear is $45,000 will not build the building. And again, I wish we could do this and build the building, but I can't see that.
Well, that's correct. This is just for the design.
Right. It's just for the design.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Well, I'm confused between the numbers now. Do we have the money, the $108,000, to finish the design. And what I'm hearing Skip say is, no, we don't the budget. Yeah.
Gary, we have $157,000 total left in the budget that we transferred from prior year of the $275,000 that was budgeted in 23-24 for Building B. So all we have left is $157,000. So if we do agree to this at $108,000, that leaves us $45,000 that we cannot build a building this year.
Right. Okay.
What do we need to do to build the building this year? What do we need to do, Mike? It's more Mike, I think, than Dan.
Yep.
What do we need to do if we spend $108,000 on design? And we've got $45,000 left. What do we need to do to build the building?
To build the money.
Because as Joe said, we need the building.
Right. So it depends on what proposal. If we're going to go back with a scale proposal, you know, there may be a way that we can get this done with the amount of money that's left. If not, then what you're looking at is either, one, taking money from reserves, which we have money to do that, to for the construction, or, you know, waiting to another fiscal year.
I don't think we could legitimately wait another year.
Say that again?
I just don't think we can wait another year.
I agree with you. And I think that we need to spend our money wisely. Obviously, Skip, we do. The funds are there. They're just not where we thought they would be initially. We need this, and we can do certain things in the future on our schedule, but we have to get it started. And that's the way I see it, is we need to get our design. It's not going to get any less expensive to hire these engineers to do this work. We'll open it to the public. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Can I just say one thing? And I'm intimately involved in this project from day one, and I brought it before ESAB originally. And as you can see, it has evolved over time. I think, and I work with Mike on this, but I think we can get both concepts together. In other words, I think we can come up with the funds that we have, or close to it, a structure there that will do what it's supposed to do, but also give us something to add to in the future. This is not that. Mm-hmm. This design is for something probably a little bit more, not that they don't deserve it, they do, but reality is reality, and I am aware of that, and you're right. We need this building. The problem is we're making the perfect be the enemy of the good, and that's my concern going forward if we do this. Not that I don't think it's a good idea, but I think we can get where we all need to be.
Well, I think that's something that we could all get on board with then. And so, what does that look like, and when would we know about it?
So, if what I'm happy to do, even though it's an interesting time,
yes.
I'll regroup with our firms and see what we can come up with. I have some very preliminary numbers on building costs. We can get better numbers for budget and for discussion. I hopefully can have something back to you by February, mm-hmm. but that's contingent upon other players. But that would be my goal. But I'll work with Mike on making that happen and bringing back to you, here's our proposal.
Well, we appreciate that. I think that that's something everybody could live with today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, does the public have anything you wish to say on this? Yes, Mrs. Carney.
You knew I was coming up, right? Mm-hmm. Bonnie Carney, 38 Coastal Oaks. What are you going to cut? What are you going to cut? It's add and 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 bigger and better and luxury SUVs for the chief to drive around a 3-mile town and extra money for the co-town manager because we have more department heads and cell phone stipends for employees with desk jobs and we're paying people to drive to and from work. And what are you going to cut? Mr. White, you came a little close to it saying, where are we going to get the money? What are you going to cut? The budget just goes crazy. Every year it's going up and up. Okay, this one year we finally held a little even. And maybe we need this building, but you got to cut something. And that doesn't even come up. That's not even in your brains. Cut something. It's there. That's not that building that you're talking about. The money's not that much. And you can't even come up with a cut for that. Or you haven't tried. Cut something. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Carney. Pete?
Peter Finch, 106 Raines Drive. Joe said we need the building. What exactly do you need the building for? What are you replacing with this building? What was the old building used for?
It was Building B was used as a storage building, and it was condemned in 23.
So we're
using it for, it will be used as a storage building, locker rooms, and potentially an office is what it had originally.
So there's
designed.
More to the building than just
correct.
A storage
correct.
Building.
Correct.
Well, if you need the building for storage, just replace the storage building and add on later when you have the money.
That's what that's.
And
that's
I don't it. Think you need architectural. And engineering design for a metal storage building. I mean, you could call Robbie Edwards. He'll call his brother in to lay the foundation, and he'll put up the building, and you'll be fine. But, you know, just replace the building for storage as it is today, and then add to it later. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Dan is on it. anything else?
Nope.
I think that we understand how we're moving forward with this at this point. Okay. Mike, you need anything else right now?
Okay. Nope, we got it. Thank you.
All right, we're on to 13D, task assignment. Is that going to be yours too, Dan? This is on the fire station feasibility study.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, this is the task assignment from JL2 Architecture for the conceptual feasibility study for the fire station that we've talked about since 2021. This will be, as you see in my memo, in the scope of work, really, what can we do in town for a new fire station? We're going to look at sites. We're going to look at spatial needs, realistic spatial needs. And one of the things that we have tasked them to do is also look at the current building. Mm-hmm. And what can we do with the current building? Can we do anything with it? That's been mentioned. It's not a terrible idea. And if you can't do anything with it, we'll know why. And if you can, we'll know what we can do, what our options are. So really, this is going to allow us to come up with a good, definitive plan, because this will be a pretty expensive structure. It just will be. But also what it's going to give us is good numbers for budget and good numbers for legislative appropriation requests and grants, and that's what we need. So that this firm, has done a lot of work in Volusia County. They've worked for Ormond Beach, Orange City. They're building Daytona Main Fire Station as we speak. They designed that building. So they have a lot of experience. They're excellent to work for. They're very receptive, very fast. So that's what you have.
Thank you, Dan. Okay. Comments, questions, yes?
I'm good.
You're good. Joe, you're
I'm
good?
Fine. Yes.
Bill?
Yes. I'm fine.
You're fine. I'm fine. Public. Does anyone have anything they wish to say? Okay, we'll take them. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Look who's here. Thank you for coming.
My name is Bill Hibbert. I live on 4750 River Glen, and I wanted to congratulate the chief for he came to our meeting, our last picky meeting. I'm on the board, and I'm not sure the exact award, but he was raised to a level 2, which there's only a level 1, which is higher, and very few fire departments in the country are at a level 1. So I'd like to congratulate the chief.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yes. Okay, I think we're ready for a motion on this to accept the task order.
I'll make a motion on it.
I'll make it. You want to make it, Joe? Okay. I make a motion for the approval of the task order with JL2 Architecture, LLC, for the feasibility study and conceptual design for a new fire station, options for existing building modifications consistent with the established scope of the work and proposal.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. A roll call, please.
Councilmember Milano?
Yes.
Councilmember White?
Yes.
Mayor Peritsky?
Yes.
Councilmember Villanella?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Smith?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. Thank you all on that. Okay, we are now at item 14, and we're going to hear from the town council members. Vice Mayor Smith, you're first.
Well, we're off to a good start for this year, and I want to congratulate all of the staff that puts together a packet with this much information in it. And it's amazing how much time has got to be in this little packet that I've got here. Yeah. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you, Vice Mayor. Council Member Villanella.
I would like to mimic exactly what Gary just said. Just a terrific, terrific job with the staff. The detail, the information, spectacular. Great job.
Thank you, Joe. Council Member White.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to actually, I've already spoke on some of this about the Florida pre-Florida legislator webinar. Some will take that part out. Thursday, January 8th, I attended the Volusia County Council meeting held in DeLand. I participated as a citizen participation portion of the agenda. I represent the residents of Pond Senlet and Pond Senlet Town Council in thanking the Volusia County Council, along with special thank you to Jessica and Niles for their effort in the North Beach Renourishment Project. Jessica stated it brought a tear to her eye, and she played the presentation back to her staff. This was very much appreciated. The sand was starting to truck on Monday as far as taking down the stockpile, and the beaches remain open. It's amazing how fast these guys are working. They actually started at Battelle. They did not go all the way to the jetties yet. They started at Battelle, and they were actually behind my house today. So they're moving forward, and they're, knock on wood, there is a lot of sand still out there. Which is amazing to me. So that is a positive thing. Lastly, I want to say thank you to Mike and Darren. We had our meeting yesterday on the sidewalk project, and it was very, very informative to me. Mike set it up for Wednesday, January 14th, along with Darren, our planning and development director, held in the conference room in Town Hall. Darren had the architectural drawings on the big screen and walked me through the entire scope of the project. This allowed me to ask questions and see how the 8-foot sidewalks will affect our residents. It was clear that the majority of the project falls within the town easement, but with that being said, I requested that we take a look at a few of the problem areas if the sidewalk could remain at 5 feet as they are in front now. I ask, would this impact our grant? Would it have issues with ADA? And both of these answers, no, it would not cause any issues. There are certain places right now within the design that are set at 5 feet based on certain criteria that was already set. So thank you, Mike and Darren, for this. It gave me information I can currently share with the residents. It educated me. There's a lot of work to be done. I know you guys are working hard at it, and Michael, as I made a statement to you and Darren, I think this council can be the conduit between the town and the residents to resolve any issues that come up, especially with the education that I got yesterday. We had several other ideas and brainstorms, and to finish up, it's amazing with the presentation that Darren did. He would show you down the actual architectural drawings, but then he could pull up the homes in front of it, and you could actually see a photo of where the telephone poles are setting that are the easements, and you can see the impact it's going to have on each property. So, again, great job. I know you sent out an email today for the council to schedule meetings. I'll reschedule another one. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because back when we were doing this years and years and years ago, we said that if we were going to move forward with the sidewalk project, we would not have a negative effect on any person living on Peninsula. And this, when this whole thing started back in 2002, 2005, I was at the 2005 meeting just as a resident, because I wasn't involved at all. And back then they were talking, 20 years ago, that we will not have a negative effect. So I'm glad to see that Darren and Mike put that together, because that's so important, because this project can't move forward if it has any negative effect on any resident of the peninsula. Right. So thank you for bringing that up. Okay, I've got a couple things. First, about the building. This is the difference in what was and what could be. I always have a story for something. As a high school principal, I came up with the idea of starting a building maintenance program on my campus with a teacher that was a math teacher that was a contractor. And what I developed was a program. They would take the mathematics and then actually put it into developing construction. We taught them how to use AutoCAD. We taught them how to do contracting. We taught them how to build slabs. So, and everything we did, we had to go to the facilities department in Broward County. And we're talking about a Butler building. I had my kids build an entire 50-foot-long storeroom at the end of the football field for all the track equipment and football equipment that they needed to bring out every day. Could you think I could get away with that today? But I know it's kind of good. But here's some of the things real quick. I already talked to the council people. We have our ethics class on the 18th. I want to thank the council again for the wonderful job without me, the meeting that you did. And I'm really pleased that you continued the tag thing, the 750 and the 250. Thank you to the Veterans Association for picking up the other $750. That was wonderful to listen to on tape. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday. Mine was extremely interesting. We did not come back the way we normally do, doesn't matter. But I was just pleased to listen to the job that this council did. I don't even know how to describe it. I listened to every disc that I could possibly get to, essential service, cultural services. But this is the last thing. Everybody talks about the expense. We have friends that found our home in Ponce Inlet. They've been friends of ours. Our daughter's 53, and we've been friends with them since our daughter was 2.5 years old. They were our next-door neighbors, and we've stayed in touch with them all that time. They are residents of Ponce Inlet and been residents since the 1990s. January 1st, at approximately 4 to 4:30 in the morning, one of the members of the house felt really sick. And Dan heard this from me. I don't know if he probably has more facts on it. But the decision was made by that person to have the individual contact the fire department. As they're getting off the phone, the fire truck appeared. The person was standing down at the base of their stairs, and they were immediately put on a gurney. The fire department got them in the truck, stabilized them, got them to the Halifax Hospital on Nova and International, because that's where the cardiac unit was. And the basic bottom line is the fire department was in constant contact with the hospital. When the truck pulled into the hospital, the gurney was there. The person was rushed straight into the operating room. You've heard of the widowmaker? Well, this was the widower maker. The fire department of Ponce Inlet literally saved a lifelong friend's life. So Dan's heard this story, but if our fire department and our police department need something, as long as I sit at this table, I promise you, I'm going to do the best job I possibly can for the citizens of Ponce Inlet and support the fire department and the police department, because they saved that individual's life. If it wasn't for us being able to transport, which was Dan's idea back in, 2012, Dan, 2011? If we didn't have that, that person would have died on the front of their stairs. So I don't want to say God bless you, because probably someone will say that's bad to say up here, but thank you for saving our lifelong friend's life. And on that note, I will shut up for the evening.
Thank you, Bill. Okay, this past Monday, the Roundtable of Elected Officials had an exceptional program that I just want you to know that We put together a Constitutional Officers Day. I had invited our sheriff, the property tax collector, the property tax appraiser, supervisor of elections, and clerk of the court. And what they did is they presented the highlights of all that they did last year and what we can anticipate in their respective offices in this coming year. I'd encourage everyone to listen to that meeting if you can. It's there's a link on the county's website, or I could provide you the link. But what emerged from this meeting, which was so significant to me, was how our county constitutional officers, they meet the needs of the residents. They're using in law enforcement, property appraisal, tax collection, elections in the court, current technologies to work more efficiently, respond more quickly, and serve the public just with greater accuracy and transparency. They each had a PowerPoint. It was very noteworthy. So, finally, mark your calendars, please. Saturday, February 21st, I have another event in my Coffee and Cake series. Sheriff Chitwood is coming to provide you with his highlights of the office. And we have another very special guest. His name is Cyrus Callum, and he's the Director of Aviation and Economic Resources at Daytona Beach International Airport. Director Callum is looking forward to sharing with our community all the updates from Daytona Beach Airport, and I mean the operations, the carriers, the costs, what is going to unfold for us here in Volusia County at this very local airport. Now, you'll get a postcard on this event. It'll be advertised on our Facebook page in Waterbill. The doors open at 9:30, and the program starts at 10 o'clock. So I hope to see all of you there. I hope you plan on attending. So thank you. And now we're going to hear from our town manager.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Council, for the compliments on the packet. That's something that we work really hard on every month, and we always want to give you the best information. So the biggest news is that our Public Works Director, Steve Wargo, resigned. That's effective today. There are multiple reasons for that, but some of these were personal, and he just felt that it was time to go. So in the meantime, in the interim, I've appointed Steve Dunlap as our interim Public Works Director, so congratulations to Steve. We wish you the best of luck. We're here to support you. Following the also next item, following the council's approval, we are in the process of acquiring two properties for future stormwater improvements. The first of those we closed on last December, and the second one we're going to be closing tomorrow. So we will have two properties available for future stormwater ponds. Next, Public Works is in the process of fixing the lighting at Pollard Park. And we're waiting to hear back from the electrician, so we don't have a precise timeline yet, but that is in progress. And then last, the Public Works will be performing its annual tree trimming starting at the end of this month going through February 22nd. They're going to be placing their rollaway container here at Town Hall like they do every year. There's some upcoming dates that the council and public should be aware of. The first, of course, is next Monday. That is January 19th. Town offices will be closed for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Coming up on January 29th is the next step in our resiliency planning progress. That's the adaptation plan. Our consultants that the council has hired, Brazaga Incorporated, will be hosting a public workshop. This is not a council meeting or a board meeting, but it's just generally open to the public for anyone to attend, give their input. The consultants will be there. This is in here in the council chambers, not in the community center. But the consultants will be doing a presentation, after which, you know, of course, they want to hear from the public. That will be incorporated into the document. That after that will be presented to the planning board and to the town council. We hope to get that back in front of the council in March meeting. And then the last is the mayor's state of the town address. That it will be at the community center on February 4th at 6 p.m. We hope to see you all there. And that's it.
Thank you. And now our town attorney, Drew.
Nothing from me. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. And we are then down to our final citizen participation. 2 minutes to comment on anything that you just heard right now. By way of final comments, is there anyone who wishes to speak? Seeing none, citizen participation is closed. And at 4:54, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.